What if each of us is doing the very best we can with the tools and experience we have? Can you extend a little grace, an olive branch? Did you know that finding a few things to be grateful for each day can change your mood and help you to be overall happier? I am enough, and so are you. You are enough. You have enough. You do enough. These are but a few of the statements you will see when you peruse the blog written by my guest, Rachel DeRochers. We're dealing with a lot of positive energy here. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal, and lightening up this dark studio considerably is the founder of the Good People Festival, author of the Gratitude Gospel, Rachel DeRochers.
Hi, Elaine. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, Rachel, where did you get this sunny outlook on life?
I have such good memories, even through my childhood, of being taught these lessons of enoughness, of gratitude, of self-love, which I think is such an important topic to talk about in today's world. And it's been a tool that I've pulled out of my pocket over the last few decades easily. It's the place I can always go to.
But how did you decide to turn your passion to create community and positivity into your business?
My entrepreneurial story started a little over 9 years ago. Part of that story is the birth of my daughter. I have three kids. I'm a mom of three, two boys and a girl. And when Rosalie was born, Elaine, I said, I can either show her she can do anything or I can tell her. From that moment, I knew I had to show her. I had lost my job, been laid off, took a year off. I was a great stay-at-home mom for a year. And so I was baking at home and made a graham cracker. And I grew up eating grahams. That was a staple in our house. My grandmother always had them. And I was like, wait a second, no one's making handmade graham crackers. It's a vehicle that I can use to talk about gratitude. So I called Jim at work and I was like, I think I'm going to start this gratitude company, but I'll make graham crackers and feed the people, but I'll be able to talk about gratitude all the time. And he was like, okay, babe. And so I started with $1,000 in April 2010. And from that, what I witnessed by being in that community was the need for helpers, the need for mentorship, the need for community space. And as we were growing our company, we were realizing that there wasn't that in our region. And so we opened up the Incubator Kitchen Collective, which is our nonprofit. It's a shared use commercial kitchen space. We started in Covington. We had 4,000 square feet. In November of 2016, we closed that location and moved to a 10,000 square foot facility in Newport. We just signed on our 90th company, 25 of which have incubated into their own stores and commissaries and facilities. It's absolutely incredible.
And you're still baking.
And we still bake. I stopped baking about 5 or 6 years ago. And kind of the same time we opened the kitchens, I remember we were doing our biggest production ever. It was our largest order ever. We were going regionally with Whole Foods. And so 52 stores, I think we had to bake like 75,000 cookies. And we were literally sleeping at the kitchen because still at that time we did everything by hand. And I remember my production manager, who was at my brother at the time, he said, Rachel, I've got to go nap. I just need you to bake these last 5 trays of cookies. I was like, I got this. No worries. Don't, you know, I burnt every single one. And it was just that moment, right, where I was like, wait a second. I can't do it all. I can't. Like, let it go. These people are here to help us. And it's one of the best lessons that I learned, I think, through my 9 years, because it's a tool now, even with our new members that sign on. I say, you know, you're not part of it until you break it or burn it. Like, we have to have human experience in all of this.
This brings us to the Good People Festival this year, scheduled for July 21st, noon to 6 at the Baker Hunt Museum. Now, how many years has the Good People Festival been running?
This is our 6th year. Wow. You know, people are like, why are you doing a music festival? And I said, you know, if I'm going to work so hard, we should throw a party and celebrate our hard work, right? And so I really view the Good People Festival as that community celebration. We get amazing sponsors that help make it happen. Baker Hunt is absolutely incredible. It's like this romantic nook of Covington.
In case some of our listeners haven't been there, where exactly is Baker Hunt?
It's right on Greenup Street. It's kind of in between 6th and 7th on Greenup in Covington, Kentucky. There's tons of street parking. They've got a small lot there. It's really easy to find. The event runs 12 to 6. It's that relaxing Sunday afternoon.
And they have a beautiful property there, a lot of grassy space.
And those old trees. Yeah. And so we do it in the middle of summer, which we had moved. We had started it in April. But April and October, as you know, in Cincinnati, there's 72 events every day. So we plopped right into the middle of summer, and it's actually worked out really great. And there it stays cool because of the trees. And we have 7 bands come play throughout the day, over 30 artists and vendors, great food. Mad Tree, we'll have tons of beer for you. So
who is playing this year?
This is our first year where we've really brought in an out-of-towner. So Sonora May is our headliner. Sonora May is actually married to Tyler Childers, who kind of blew up this past couple of years. Mm-hmm. He played the Good People Festival, thanks to Ian Matthew, I think in year 1 and 2, maybe year 1, 2, and 3. Chelsea Ford and the Trouble, gosh, I love her. Crystal Peterson, the Turkees. Yeah, we got a good lineup this year.
Is this a family-friendly event?
It is. It is family-friendly. It is open to the public. It is free. I have to give a huge shout-out to Tara from Robot Inside. She has helped the last few years and every year taken on a little bit of more responsibility. God bless you, sister. But she actually creates the coolest kids area at any festival. It's super interactive. We get a great grant from Center for Great Neighborhoods that supports it. She does the coolest activities. Last year, she did this really neat video. And yeah, just all kinds of neat stuff.
Pet friendly or leave the puppy at home?
I would leave the puppy at home. I mean, you know, I'm sure there's a dog or two that's going to show up throughout the day. We're expecting our largest crowd ever. And if you've been there, you know, the grounds are tight. And even though we're going to make it work and it's going to be perfect, we need more space for people.
My guest is Rachel DeRochers with the Good People Festival. Rachel, why is gratitude so lacking in contemporary society, do you think?
I think we're in such a busy, fast-paced world that the idea of slowing down is really hard, but it's the only thing that truly propels us forward, right, is to really slow down. And what a cool life mission just to know that that's really, I feel, my life's work is to talk about gratitude and that idea of a big deep breath. And it's easy. It's a tool for everybody. Right.
And there's a measure of humility that goes along with gratitude.
Yeah.
I didn't get all this by myself. People will help me get here, or, you know, not everybody has.
I have enough. I have enough. And it's okay that I have enough and that I want more, but we can't have more until we really value. Gratitude's just, it's so important and impactful. And I think one of the number one things if you want to live a lighter life.
And actually, it feels really good to say thank you to someone.
Yeah, or thank you to even yourself. Yeah. Acknowledge your work, acknowledge your being, acknowledge your breath, acknowledge the fact that you have a house and shoes and hot coffee to drink in the morning. I mean, it's really that simple, right?
Rachel DeRochers is an oddity, a positive presence in this very often negative world. She believes that we are enough, good enough, strong enough, brave enough. Her Good People Festival is a day-long celebration of these beliefs, and this year, the event is scheduled for Sunday, July 21st, with artists including Crystal Peterson and the Queen City Band, the Turkees, and more. Who's your headliner again?
Sonora May.
For a link to the festival, to Grateful Grams, and the Gratitude Gospel, visit our website, wvxu.org. Rachel, thank you so much for visiting.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.